Good morning. Welcome to Easy Knowing. I'm Sherry Kennedy, and I am thrilled to have you join me today. I have had a birthday since the last show, and I just was showered with so much love and affection. It was one of the most joyful, loving, and blessed birthday celebrations that I have had, and I just wanted to shout out a big thank you to all who send me their love and best wishes, whether it be physically or energetically. I felt it, and it was just wonderful. So thank you. I'm really happy to have you here with me today, and we're going to talk a little bit more today about love, continuing on last week's show. This kind of is a subject that's extremely deep and wide, and there was just a lot more things that I want to share, put out there as an opportunity for you to utilize to shift your crystal, to continue to see things differently and from a different perspective. And one of the things that I think is extremely important to recognize and to connect the dot to is that love already is. It is what is. It's all that is. So it's not a question of us trying to get it or any of that. It's just that it's already there. And what we have to do is remove the veils, the filters that keep us from feeling, seeing, knowing, and accepting and allowing that it is there. Because this is one of those things that has been used as a weapon. It's something that we is innately ours, that is our right, our power, our essence, just who we are. It's denied us. And whenever it's turned into something that has to be earned or that we have to be good enough to achieve, it just starts digging that deep hole and burying the light that we are. Because again, we're conditioned to do and believe as we are told by authorities. So the authorities tell us that we have to earn love. So, of course, that's what we set out to do. And then it becomes not only an individual habit, but it becomes a habit of the collective consciousness. We all are seeking and trying to be worthy of love, to find love, to accept it, to receive it, to give it. And the only thing that is standing in our way is our own perspective of what love is. So I think a lot of times talking about something like this is very, very helpful and beneficial because it gives you a different perspective. It gives you a way to understand what you know different. And that's really what this show is all about. So the lines are always open. I invite you to give me a call. I'd love to have a conversation about this topic and how it's affected your life, what you've learned, how you've grown, and all of those things that we are going to be sharing and talking about throughout the show. So the number is 773-897-6227. And now that you've got your pen and paper out, it's 773-897-6227. So again, if you pick up the phone, give me a call if something strikes you or if you just want to share an experience or a memory that was triggered by the conversation we're having. All righty then. One of the things that I do want to put out here first and foremost is it's just this great big reminder that by comparing ourselves to others, we lose sight of our own blessings and our own gifts. Anything that we're comparing is a judgment. Whether we think it's a good or bad or right or wrong, it's still a judgment. And we are unique, radiant, rare, and precious cosmic beings. And that's something that I can't say often enough. You can't hear often enough. You have to be reminded of who we really are. And we are not what we have been taught that we are. And, you know, that's the biggest joke on humanity is that we're all going around believing that we're something that we're not and refusing to believe all that we are because, of course, we couldn't be all of that and have been as conditioned and programmed, as duped as we have been. But remember, that's also a judgment. And you can look at it from that perspective, or you can look at it from the higher perspective of realizing that we all stood in line. We all begged to get to come and be here at this time in humanity's evolution. And we are all here by special request. The gift of this life is not something to be negated or to be ignored or to be minimized. We are in an incredible time in our history of humanity, not just of our personal and individual history or the history that, you know, that we have been told over the last 2,000 years. No, this is way beyond that. And everything that happens within this realm at this time is affecting all of creation, past, present, and future. This is an experiment in free will and free choice. And we have been provided with unlimited opportunities to experience and express that, and from one extreme to the other of the spectrum. None of this is a good or bad or right or wrong. It's just an opportunity for us to have the experience that our soul requires for its own evolution. It's the conditioning and programming that we're caught up in that we can refer to as society, in that we are conditioned. Society tells us how to behave, what to think, what to feel, what to do, what to say, how to believe, what kind of religion to have. And any time that any of us step outside of that approved, conditioned path, then we are rocking the boat, and sometimes we're tipping the boat over. And I just want you to remember that sometimes the boat needs to be tipped over. If we maintain the status quo, there can never be any change, there can never be any growth, there can never be any evolution. And the way that we experience and express up to this point has been, in a lot of ways, stagnant growth. We have not allowed ourselves to go beyond our comfort zones. And now all of a sudden, doors are opening, opportunities are being presented to us that give us a choice that we didn't have previously. Or if we did have the choice, the circumstances in our life didn't allow us to make the choice that we can make today. So things are changing, things are evolving. Every time one person wakes up and becomes aware and recognizes who they truly are, that they are much, much more than just a person in a body on a planet, that we are eternal, that we are amazingly incredible beings, as are all the rest of them. We live in a magical universe filled with miracles beyond comprehension. We're just discovering some of the vastness of that. And all of this awareness, recognizing and waking up to that, what it is doing is it's allowing us to expand, to allowing us to open up to more possibilities, more potential, more opportunity. And because of the path that we've walked and the lessons that we've learned and the wisdom of how to apply that knowledge to our lives, we're going to make choices that will be more to our highest and greatest good. Where in the past we made choices that were designed to assist in our survival. A lot of the choices that we have made have been about our survival. Now we are evolving into a realm that the choices are going to be made based on desire, based on passion, without the threat to our survival of expanding and expressing outside the box. And a lot of that all of it is about love, the essence of love. The last show, when we first started the conversation, I made reference to the essence of love, the emotion of love, and the feelings of love. And they're all very different expressions of love. But if you look at it a little bit deeper, each one of us is a different expression of love manifesting in this realm. So we have to, as we open up our minds and our hearts to being outside of the box and to the unknown, to the vastness of our possibility and potential, whenever as the vibration continues to increase, it's like every time it goes up, we get to remove a veil collectively. And that could mean that we move 10 of them personally, or we only move one. It doesn't matter. It's not a contest. But every time each one of us individually evolves and removes one of the veils that cloud our perspective, it evolves everyone. And everyone who, as the veils come off of our collective conditioning and programming, then we begin to literally see in our outside world the manifestations of all of the rhetoric that we've been hearing for years. So there is just so much more going on, and the reasons for us doing this work and coming into the aha moments and the awarenesses and the evolution that we are is to become more of who we are, to actually live without fear, to live in love, in the energy, in the essence of love. And we're getting just little tastes of it every once in a while, because for the most part, we're still treading water in the third dimension. We're moving fast out of it. But it's happening, and it's happening quicker and quicker. Have you noticed how much time is speeding up? I mean, this is already the middle of March. We just had Christmas a couple of days ago. Time is just evolving and escalating, because we are going out of the third dimension, which is linear time, into the fifth dimension and beyond, where time just is. There are certain things that we can only experience in the third dimension. The dark, the negativity, cannot exist beyond the third dimension, which is one of the reasons why it is absolutely essential for each of us to recognize what is not light and love within us, what is of the dark. Any judgment is negative. Any negativity is going to create fear. Any fear that you experience and express is going to feed the dark beings. It's a cycle, and it's a very, very organized and well-proven process. So they're not going to stop the process. So each of us has to become consciously aware and stop participating and stop feeding the machine. And that's really bottom line. That's what love does, is it allows us to stop feeding the dark. It allows us to bring in all that is rightfully ours and expand on that. And when we do that, the things that the fear has created, the beliefs that the fear has created of our need for survival, of all of the core beliefs that we carry, those things are falling away. They're going by the wayside. And the more aware you become, the more conscious you become, the more you love, the more you're going to see that these things have shifted. And it's at first, it's going to be a little bit. And then it's going to, again, pick up speed and start and create a life of its own, when all there is love. And that's the goal. That's what it's about. And we're talking about how do you love? Other than what we've done, how do you love? How do you do it different? How do you make it important? What does that mean? And my best answer for that is kindness. Love is, kindness is love, is the physical manifestation of love. Because when you are kind, you are out of judgment, You are totally in balance. You are in your heart. You are having empathy for the another being, and you are sharing your wisdom. So being kind is so much deeper and wider than what it appears to be on the surface. It is taking, it's evolving a lot of things within us. It's giving, it's sparking them, it's triggering them, it's nudging them, whatever word you want to put in there. But there is a lot more going on, not only as being the giver, but the receiver of kindness. And I really want to talk in terms that we can relate to, that we can know on a day-to-day basis. Not something that's, you know, you have to study, you have to do this, you have to do that, that, you know, this is something that is already here. It's just a matter of you doing it. You know, you can have all of the answers in the world, but if you don't use them, they're not doing you any good. And knowing that kindness works and not using it doesn't do any good. Which brings up another subject, that branch on the tree I want to go off on here for a minute, is to remind you that judging yourself and comparing yourself to another person does not allow you to be kind. It doesn't allow love. So how can you be kind when you're in judgment? You can't. I really would like to see you start connecting the dots and start thinking about these things in unconventional, quote-unquote, ways of looking at what is, does this really fit with what I'm feeling, with what I know, what I think and believe? Does how I'm reacting as, how I'm behaving really fit with who I am now? Is this a habit? Is this something that I need to be more conscious of? When you become aware of a behavior that you manifest in your world and you are consciously aware of it to the point that you can say to someone else or even to yourself, man, I always do that and I always get in trouble. Or when am I going to honor myself? When am I going to learn? That is a consciously aware statement. That's saying that you know that you are doing this. What's happening here that is really raising red flags is that if you make that choice with conscious awareness, it becomes your truth. If you can make a statement to yourself or verbally make a statement to yourself or someone else about your behavior, knowing that the behavior you are exhibiting and partaking in is to your detriment, and you continue to do it, you have made a choice. And because of that choice, the universe is going to support it. And it will continue to bring to you experiences, situations, and circumstances to validate that truth, quote unquote, to you. So be aware of what you are actually doing. If you are complaining about not being able to be in your power, or everybody's walking all over you, or, you know, you're being taken advantage of, or you've got too many things to do, and you've got so much drama and chaos in your life. And somebody points out to you that you can make a different choice, and you say, oh yeah, I know, but you have just created a truth because you made that with conscious awareness. That's what creates a truth. Remember, I have said over and over and over again, is only an idea accepted without awareness. Once you are aware of something, whether it's a behavior, a belief, an idea, a concept, once you are aware of it and you choose the negative, you have chosen that as your truth. Now, think about that. Because if that's not what you're intending to do, then you have to choose different responses. And, you know, one of the best ways to do that from my perspective is when you have your alone time, write down. You're sitting there thinking about the experience of the situation and beating yourself up for how you handled it and how you got yourself in another fine mess. That's great. But you have to take it to the next level. You have to give yourself, create a behavior, a response that is going to be self-empowering. What would you do if you didn't do what you've done? If you didn't choose that false belief, what would you be choosing? How would you respond to that situation? What are you bringing into this? And this is so vital for you to connect the dots with what I'm saying here about choosing, knowing the behavior, that you, being consciously aware of the behavior you're choosing, especially whenever it's negative, and continuing to choose it. Don't be surprised when it keeps coming. Don't be surprised when it keeps manifesting, because you are getting exactly what you've asked for. Just as whenever you become aware of something and you change, like I said, when you become aware of a false belief, you have to acknowledge what, state what the false belief is, then make a conscious choice and state what the new belief is, what your truth is. Now, that means that you can either completely eliminate the old belief, you can modify it, you can change it, or you can just leave it as it is. But the minute that you make a choice with conscious awareness, that becomes your truth. And that is the behavior, the belief that all of your behaviors will manifest from. And that is also the magnet everything in this world that comes to you is going to be attracted to. So be it, pay attention. Be aware. You don't get to skate and say, oh, yeah, I know, yeah, but no. You know, you might as well shoot yourself in the foot. You're doing exactly the same thing. If you are consciously aware of a false or a destructive behavior within yourself and you consciously choose it, you have made it your truth. Okay, so just think about that for a minute. While you're doing that, I'm going to thank those that are just now joining us, let you know that you're listening to Easy Knowing, and then I'm Sherry Kennedy. I invite your participation. I would love to hear from you guys. Let me know what you're thinking. You know, if you think that this is beneficial information, even if you think that I don't know what I'm talking about, call me. Let's talk about it. Okay, 773-897-6227. That's 773-897-6227. So again, share an experience or an adventure relating to what we're talking about on your spiritual journey. I mean, love is deep and wide. And of course, if this doesn't work, go check out my website. There's a lot of great information on there. You can purchase my book. You can send me comments, questions. You can read comments from other people who have shared their journey. And you can even make a donation. So check it out, easyknowing.com. Whatever method works, I would love to hear the feedback. So, being aware of what is going on in your world and not being a victim to the drama, to the chaos. Are you addicted to it? Does the drama make you feel important? Does the chaos make you feel alive? You know, if it does, that's okay. Just say so. Own it. Acknowledge it. Accept it and allow it. Let it be okay, because until you allow where you are to be okay, you can never go beyond it. And if you're always wishing to be something else and never wanting to look and see where you are now, you won't ever get past now. These are truths that I'm sharing with you. These are things that will always apply no matter what the situation, the circumstance, or the experience you may find yourself in. The most important way to love yourself, or the easiest way to love yourself, is to meet your own needs. You go, well, how do I do that? Well, that's part of the journey. There is no pat answer to any of that. There's lots of suggestions. There's lots of opportunities and ways that you can go about doing that. And the more that you share that with everybody else, the more that that's going to expand and build. You know, how do you show love to yourself? We know how to show it to other people in a sense, but even with that, it's still, a lot of it is still with the material aspect of it. And I'm not saying that there is anything in the world wrong with that. I just don't want that to be the only way that's valid. The feeling, the behavior, the energy that you share with another person is more valuable than anything that you can put a price on. We all know when someone's being real and genuine with us, and whenever they're just shining us on or talking to make themselves feel better or what. We have this instinctual knowledge. We are all really very telepathic. It just doesn't manifest in the way that the media and movies has indicated that it should, so we don't give credence to it in any other way. But we all read energy extremely well. We are very well versed in the language of energy. So we need to honor that. We need to be aware of that and hone it. You know, get better at it. If you see somebody walking in the room and you think, okay, that person's sad, find a way to talk to them and find out. Find a way to validate what your feelings are telling you or what your knowing is telling you. Don't just immediately negate it or deny it or resist it or, you know, judge it. Just accept it. Go with it. See, flow with that energy and see what can happen. You already know what happens in the other way. We've lived that our whole lives. So let's find a new way. Let's see how this way feels. Trust yourself. Follow your own instincts. Follow your own intuition in whatever way it happens. Whether you feel like somebody just needs a hug, whether they're sad, whether you can call it being kind. It all applies. And if one word that we use doesn't feel right for you, then change the word. It's not the word as much as it is the behavior that we are accomplishing. We are so afraid to let other people into our lives, in a sense, to let other people know our weaknesses, our vulnerabilities, because we don't want them to think less of us. And whenever we're not at 100%, we think less of ourselves. So how can somebody else not? And using that reasoning, what you think about yourself dictates your actions, reactions, behaviors, positive and negative, to other people and to the situations that we find ourselves in. When you are in balance, when you are loving yourself, when you have confidence and trust and worth and value of yourself, when you accept yourself, when you give yourself attention by listening to your instincts. You know, people say, well, how do I give myself attention? Well, it's not the kind of attention of getting up on a stage and being the center of attention or, you know, performing for someone else. Giving yourself attention is giving yourself the right to be heard. It's making what you think and believe of value. It's worth listening to. How many of you shut up because somebody else is stronger at voicing their beliefs than you're comfortable with or shy away? Are you giving yourself attention on the physical, the emotional, the mental, and the spiritual? It's the same with acceptance. Those are huge. And those two needs are connected specifically with, I want to have my own way now, and to think a thing makes it so. It's about loving ourselves, about giving to us what we need, what we want, what we deserve, what is rightfully ours. We do not have to earn love. It is already there. Oh, I see I've got a call. Let's, as I get ready to turn, connect you, please turn down your speakers. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello, thank you. Hi.
Hi. Who is this?
Sheila.
Hi, Sheila. Thank you for calling.
Okay.
What did you want to share with us?
That I love life, and life is beautiful.
Awesome. I agree.
Thank you.
Thank you. I really appreciate you taking the time to call and share that.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything else you'd like to share with us? Okay. Well, that was very sweet, Sheila. Thank you so much. And I would just love to have a lot of people feeling in the same way and living their life in that realm. That's what we're talking about. So thank you. Loving self is the most important thing that you can do. Accepting yourself as you are, warts and all. Because all of these quote-unquote warts and all that we see in ourselves are merely judgments that we have accepted as truths from others. Okay, let's see, I got another call. Let's check this out. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, I'm just listening.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to make sure that I didn't ignore you, and that's not a problem. Did you want to share anything?
Just listening.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, so, yeah, learning to love ourselves and to being doing it without the judgment of other people. When you look at who you are and you remove what other people think you are, what are you left with? What is your opinion of you? What do you truly think of you? If you were trying to be as objective as you can, how would you describe yourself? And how much of that description is filled with acceptance and approval and attention and value? When you describe who you are, the kind of person you are, and what you believe, and how you think you're experiencing stress in this world, what do you discover? What do you find? And I think if you're being really, really honest with yourself, you're going to find this pretty amazing being who just shines brightly when all the crud is washed off of us or out of our trash can to where we can breathe again and see who we really are. We're pretty amazing beings. And that is something that we each have to come into that discovery of. We can't be who we are not. We are who we are for a reason. We come into this life with wisdom, knowledge, talents, gifts, experiences, and soul agreements with other beings that could never be fulfilled or manifested without us. And each of us is that one that is the most important one in the process of the whole. We are all unique, radiant, rare, and precious cosmic beings having a human experience. And part of that human experience is learning to love and accept ourselves. Do you see yourself through Creator's eyes? We are not a mistake in any way, shape, or form. And if we come with what society defines as handicaps, maybe those are the greatest gifts that we could bring in. Because how we experience and express, and how others have to experience and express with us in this life, as a result of those differences, evolves everybody. If it goes the negative way, it shows you what you're judging. If it goes the positive way, it lifts us all up. And that's what is vital. That is what is the most important thing. Love, pure and simple, just love. I talked last week about rewarding yourself for having your aha moments, for becoming more aware, for letting go of false beliefs, for connecting the dots, for becoming self-aware. You get to choose which one you want to reward yourself for, but you really, really need to reward yourself for your evolution, for your expansion, for your growth. We do it with our children in every way, shape, and form. But we don't do it for ourselves. And I think it's vital that we do this, because this is just another little way of letting us make ourselves important. We're always put down for being proud and for honoring ourselves. And I admit there's a fine line between being conceited and just being honest and truthful and honoring. Because when you are in your truth, you don't need to put anybody else down or take away from another being to make yourself look better or be better or whatever. That speaks for itself. But we need to recognize our own value. We need to say, yes, I am good at this. I do that extremely well. Whatever this and that and it is, you fill in that blank. But take credit for it. Honor it. Be proud of it. And whenever you do something that shows you that there might have been a different way that, or a better way for you, don't beat yourself up for it. How would you have learned? If you had a child that made a mistake, would you beat them for it? If you would, shame on you. But I don't think most people would. We don't consciously berate and are mean to ourselves. It's just an unconscious habit, because that's the way other people treat us. So if we treat ourselves that way first, then they won't be as hard on us as we are. And that's true in a way, because nobody is going to be as vicious or as mean or as hard on us as we are on ourselves. And that's even more validation for why we have to take and swing the pendulum back the other way, shift the crystal back to loving ourselves. We so intimately know how to beat ourselves up and how to find the worst in us and how to punish ourselves for all of those things. But we don't do the opposite. We don't praise ourselves. We don't reward ourselves. And if we do, we are being judged by other people for being conceited and arrogant. And again, I acknowledge there's a fine line. But again, if you're in your truth, and if you're coming from the heart, there's no issue. If you're in your head, then that's where the fine line comes in. If you are boasting about your accomplishments out of ego and not believing that they are true and valid from heart, it makes all the difference in the world. And again, I'm talking about heart. I'm talking about what's within, who we are. Do you allow yourself to see your own perfection? You can't. Even if somebody compliments you and tells you how beautiful you are, how handsome you are, how rugged, or whatever word they use, you're going to find a way to negate that. Oh, you're so kind. That's a very polite dismissal. Just simply say thank you for your opinion. I love your opinion of me. But honor it. Say something. And this is what I was talking about before. Practice responses. Go into your center, into your meditation, or just go out and sit in your backyard and think about things. But don't think about how stupid and bad you are or how you screwed up this or you messed up that. Think about, okay, what would I do different? Instead of beating myself up, instead of calling myself stupid and telling myself how wrong I was and how stupid I was and blah, 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 what can I say that would empower me, that would allow me to have the opportunity to learn? Because when you beat yourself up, all you're doing is denying yourself the opportunity to learn. And if you don't learn, how are you going to grow and evolve? So it just becomes this stupid, vicious cycle that we play in and we're not even aware of it. Because we may be looking, it's like the forest and the trees, trees in the forest. You know, we can't tell how big a forest is if we're just standing in front of one tree. And that's the reason I use that as an analogy for our belief systems, is because the Creator is going to put us in front of the tree that needs to be changed, eliminated, or or released. So it's up to us. We can't sit down and go, what are my false beliefs? False beliefs reveal themselves to us whenever it's time for us, whenever we're in a space to be looking at it. It happens to us more frequently than you think. But if we're not consciously aware and not paying attention, we're going to miss it. And that's a pretty well-known fact, especially of those that are the masters of the game. So I will say again and again and again, loving yourself, honoring your own uniqueness, finding your own worth and value, meeting your own needs is just simply another way of loving yourself. All of these things are just tools that are designed to make you aware of when you're not. That's all they are. When you get caught up in, I want to have my own way, it's because you're scared and you're trying to control the situation because you're not feeling a value or because you're not feeling important or because you're not getting the acceptance. And all of that's coming from you. You're not approving of you. You're not giving yourself value. You're not being accepting of yourself. So in order to hide all of that, you just want to have your own way because it's, I know best. And then we get caught up in it. And then it just becomes this vicious cycle. So please take the time to sit down with yourself, whether you write it out in a book, or whether you just go over it and over it, over it in your heart. Ask the higher realms for assistance, for guidance. They will be there to assist you. They will help you. All righty. The number is 773-897-6227. 773-897-6227. I would love to hear from you. Pick up the phone, give me a call, share with me a story. How about an adventure you got to go on? Participate. It would be very honored. All righty. So, set yourself up for success. Let yourself win. Let yourself be who you want to be. Because in truth, you are the only one who is keeping you from it. If you don't like who you are, change it. Do you like who you are? Continue. You have control. You have the awareness. You have the opportunity. It's all about you. Express to others how you love you. If you love you, you can love them. You can be kind. You can be gentle. You can be balanced. You can be forgiving. You can be all of those things. But you can't be any of them if you are not giving those same things to yourself or being that within you. Give yourself permission to be your own authority, to experience things that you've never done. Give yourself permission to live your life. It wasn't given to your best friend, your parents, your mate, your children, your boss. It was given to you. So who is living it? That's the only question you got to ask. Do you approve of you? If you do, then it doesn't matter whether anybody else does. They've got their own agenda. And if you don't believe what I'm saying is true, then shift the crystal. How do you feel when it's being done to you? How do you feel whenever a person that you love so deeply is in such a place where all they do is beat themselves up and put themselves down, and every time you try and love them and give them praise and a compliment, all they give you back is a negative? All they know how to say is what's wrong. How does that feel? Look at both sides of the coin of any issue that you are experiencing or that you are contemplating. You can't walk in another person's shoes, literally, but you can imagine what you would feel like if that was happening to you, or if you were in that position. How would you feel on the receiving end? How would you feel on the giving end? That's where you come into balance. And that's all karma is balance, is understanding the duality of the emotions. And as long as we're in the third dimension, we're going to have that duality. That's just the way, it's just the third dimension. But if you bring that duality into balance, you vibrate higher and you are more prepared and willing and ready to go into the higher realms, into the higher vibrations, where there is no dark, there is no negativity, there is no judgment. But we have to start now. We have to learn to become our own best friend, to treat us the way that we want to be, to treat ourselves the way that we want to be treated by others. Because we set the example for how others treat us by how we treat ourselves. That has always been a truth and always will be a truth. You will treat another being exactly the way they tell you to treat them. And we tell each other how to treat us by how we believe in ourselves, how we trust ourselves, how we love, honor, value, give worth. It's all of learning what the emotion you want to experience or the situation you want to experience feels like. If you don't give it to yourself, if you don't allow yourself the opportunity to have the experience, how are you ever going to know? And if you're so afraid to give yourself permission to do something that you haven't been given permission to do, then who loses? And the person who the entity that you want the permission from doesn't really exist. It's all in your mind. You are really all you need. You are your own power. And that's what this higher vibration is bringing us into the realization of, is that we really do have control of what we say, think, feel, and believe. We don't have control over the experiences that are presented to us, or that the opportunities that we receive that give us, that allow us to utilize our gifts, our tools, our wisdom, our knowledge. We have to look at it from a different lens. We have to shift the crystal. We have to take our power back, and it truly begins within. But it's not in the old rhetoric, you got to do something to change the world. You know, it's not the physical outward action. It is the very intimate inward actions. How do you talk to yourself? How do you think when nobody is listening? What are the thoughts going around in your head that you would be mortified if another heard? What are the thoughts that are not in resonance with your truth or who you pretend to be? Are you being who you are? Are you pretending to be who you think somebody wants you to be? We got to get authentic. We really have to come into that knowing, you know, of who we are. And there is not going to be somebody else. It's not possible for there to be somebody else around to tell you who you are. If there is, and you are believing it, then shame on you, because nobody has your answers but you. Anybody who has the audacity to tell you who you're supposed to be is somebody that you should run from as fast and as far away as you can possibly get, because that is not truth, and that is not to your highest good. You have your own answers, power within you to do everything that you have ever wanted to do. Now, knowing that, a lot of those things that you think you wanted to do, you may not want to do anymore. It's like we want something until we know we can have it, and then we don't really want it. When it's an illusion, when it's a wish, it's way different than when it's a reality. I can sit down and go through a catalog and ooh and ah, oh, I'd like this and I'd like that, and I can pick out all of these different things. Then I can sit down and go through it and go, okay, now of all of those things I picked, what do I really want? 9 times out of 10, if I get one, I'm batting 1,000. But most of the time, it's just that the sparkle, the glittery, the illusion within the illusion. So give yourself permission. And, you know, just on a whim, give yourself permission and see what happens. Because I think so much of the time, we are unaware. We are in habit mode. We are in survival or automatic let's get it done mode. And a lot of these things don't occur to us. And, hey, but when it does occur to us, it's what you do with it then that is important. It's really just paying attention. Remember what love is. Love is unconditional. Love is everything. The essence, emotion and the feeling of love. They are all different, but they are all the same. And that's what we're all after. That's what we really all want to play in, is that energy and vibration of love. But we're cockeyed and we've got things a little screwed up, thinking we have to deserve it, we have to earn it, we have to be worthy, we have to go outside of ourselves to do something. And none of that is true. None of that is true as in any way, shape, or form. We already are everything that we want to be. What we're doing is discovering it. And part of that discovery means removing the veils, removing the shrouds that are around us that keep us from seeing what is true and what isn't. You know, even in our physical world, try this experiment. Get some of the most sheer scarves you can find. And then go outside or in your house, just anywhere. But look at something and see it. And then put each one of these on as a veil. And you've got to get at least 10 of them on. And then you get a perspective of what you're seeing as we see it internally through the conditioning and programming. We have to remove the veil. Every false belief is a veil being removed. And the more veils that we remove, the more clarity we come into, the more awareness, the more wisdom comes through. If you see something that with a veil on looks like a big old stick or a big club, and as you remove the veils little by little, you discover that that big old club that you were afraid of is really nothing more than a rose bush in the process of blooming. But with the veils on it, just all you could see was the shape, not the essence. And we create an image to go with that essence we feel, that sense that we get. And if we shift that to a positive or even to a neutral state, it will be perceived very differently. That's what we've got to do within. That's what we've got to do internally with each other and with ourselves. We have to look at who we think we are and who we are that we like, expand it. You know, just nurture it, feed it. What you don't like, ignore it. It will fall away. Anything that you want to manifest, if you feed it positive energy, it will manifest. And anything that you don't want to manifest, if you feed it positive energy, it will manifest. The tale of the two wolves, which one are you going to feed? The light or the dark? The positive or the negative? What's to your benefit? Where are you letting your thoughts go? You have control of that. Nobody can think your thoughts, feel your feelings, cry your tears, laugh your joys, or do anything that is yours. Nobody else can experience that but you. And you wanting them to be able to does not make it so. You have to honor what you feel and then share that with the world. That's how we get to know what the other is doing, is the sharing. Because whenever we're in judgment, we're in comparison or anything along those lines, we're just projecting our own fears out there. It's not the love. And that's what's so important, is just remember what love is. And do not attach any negative or conditions, comparisons or judgments to the word love or any of its manifestations. That's a real tragedy to do that. But it's been done to us all of our lives. I'm only doing this to you because I love you. They may be beating the hell out of you, or they may be praising you. It's all in the name of love. And you need, it's to our benefit to look at that, release what doesn't work, and start embracing and redefining these emotions, these beliefs, these feelings for ourselves. And one of the most important things you can do is do not accept a bad behavior, a false belief as truth, because the minute you do, with conscious awareness, you've locked it in. And then it does become your rule of action and your the way you will manifest. You will experience and express your truth. And if your truth is telling you that you are awful, then you're going to see all that reflection. Why would you do that to yourself? Find the love. Be who you are. This beautiful, radiant, rare, and precious cosmic miracle. And so is everyone else. So, I see that our time is just about done. I want to thank each of you for listening. And until next week, follow your heart's song and paint the world with the colors of your soul. Bye-bye.